Icons of the Virgin Mary's death show her soul being received by Jesus as a little child and not in the glory of the Assumption. No matter how old we are now or when we die, we are all little children who must rely on our Heavenly Father in the same way that our children depend upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven. The Dean of St. Maynard Seminary got it right. Infant baptism is the purest expression of divine grace. Children are defenseless. In the face of sin, death, and the devil, God is our only defense. Children cannot reflect on their faith, nor admire its great accomplishments. Adult faith falls into the hypocrisy of self-congratulation. This is all prelude to the English hymn, once in Royal David's City. God invites us to find him in a helpless baby, the same kind of baby which keeps you up at night, that child who for a moment caused you to reflect on the unused benefits of family planning. And where do you find God? You shall find him in swaddling clothes. Hymns were meant to be sung, not lectured about. Of course, unless they've been taken out of circulation by the doctrinal censors, who with guillotine precision dismember another of faith's beautiful expressions. When the abbreviation ALT, altered, appears in the credits, I think of what the inspired lyrics were before they fell into the hands of the theologians. Once in Royal David's City, alleged defense is in the third verse, where the doctrinally perceptive see the hand of the ghost of Pelagius risen from Sheol's murky pits. Jesus obeyed the maiden mother. After all, Luke says as much. But only a synergist could say, Christian children all must be mild, obedient, good as he. But this is exactly what Christian faith must and will do. Faith has the mind of Christ, who became obedient not only to his parents, but to God and to death. Faith prays with Jesus, thy will be done. And with the Virgin Mary, be it unto me according to your word. God's holy child feels our sadness and gladness, and that's what the incarnation is all about. It also means we share in the sadness of that child around whom we, his crowned children, dressed in white, shall stand like stars.